Hello, I am Al calling for an FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. Give me a sec. Is your home a single-family home, detached, townhome, apartment condominium, or manufactured mobile home?
Single.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Please tell me what year was your home built?
1966.
Thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or not upgrades made?
Well, the roof.
Okay.
I guess upgrade.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 62.
So that's how many years? 30 years?
What? 1962.
Right, but long. How many years are?
I don't know how many years that is. That's math. Well, 50.
50? Okay.
60. 60.
50 years? Okay. Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm or Category 1, okay. Hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5 hurricane?
Andrew was what? A 4 or a 5? I'm not sure how they categorized Andrew.
Okay. So it was Andrew. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your window?
Wind
damage in your roof? Okay.
Not the roof, the screen porch.
Okay. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how will you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters or buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, or drive to home of relative, friend in other area, or will not make any preparations at all?
Shutters and food.
Okay. Thank you so much. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, or when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours?
It's prepared.
Okay, thank you so much. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Certain.
Very or somewhat?
I guess very.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. I have internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
All of the above.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, it's just three. Can you just give me three? I got internet, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp.
I guess TV, radio, internet.
Internet? Okay, gotcha. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane / storm? I'm going to read you some options and just let me know. I got property taxes, cost of housing, cost of child care, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials.
No.
None of them?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
If they ordered me to evacuate.
Okay, thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state?
To my daughter's house.
Is that within the state or another state?
Within the state.
Okay. So this is a nearby friend or family. Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
1.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, ma'am?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage, ma'am?
Okay.
How confident are you?
I'm comfortable.
Confident? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year?
It's gone up some.
Decrease?
Increase.
Increase, okay. Somewhat or significantly?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about in the last 1 to 3 years? Has increased or decreased?
Increased somewhat.
Thank you. Over the last 3 to 5 years?
I don't know back that far.
Okay. About the last 5 to 10 years?
Well, everything's increased.
Okay. So will you say that it has increased somewhat or significantly?
In the last 10 years, significantly.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage?
None.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%?
Oh, I 80%? Have no idea about that.
Okay. Thank you.
My son takes Ramos care of all that.
Thank you. Ramos, then, thank you so much for your time, for your patience, ma'am. Which of the following would you consider taking is if insurance costs and ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state?
None.
Okay. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
It is paid off, and I have not canceled.
Okay. Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal, state, or local government?
I don't know.
And if you have to decide, which one will you select? Federal, state, or local?
I don't have any idea about these things. I don't handle this stuff. My son does.
And on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
5.
Okay. About that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Where I live, I think it's 5.
Okay. Thank you. About that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I don't have any idea.
But if you have to decide between 1 to 5, which one will you select?
3 in the middle, I guess. I don't
know.
Thank
you. Thank you. We're almost done. Again, thank you so much for your time, for your patience. Next one is that new developments take into account flood risk. How will you rate that from 1 to 5?
I have no idea what new development does.
Okay.
How would I know?
Okay. And how about
That's not a question for me.
Okay. The last one says that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. How will you rate that from 1 to 5?
In my area, I think it's a 5.
Thank you so much. Now, next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. And do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Is that a yes? Okay.
Yes.
And will you consider selling your home in the private market or as part of a government buyout program?
What? You mean my house for sea level rise?
Yeah. Will you consider selling your home?
No.
Neither? Okay. Thank you. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increasing income taxes, increasing property taxes, or both?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly concerned?
Slightly.
Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, load zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Neighborhood and schools.
Thank you so much. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, or between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to less than... Okay. Thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
85.
Thank you. May I know what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
Thank you. How many are under 12 years old?
None.
How many are 65 and older?
One.
Thank you. May I know what is your marital status?
Widowed.
Thank you. What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
And please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000?
I'm not telling. 20,000.
Okay.
I don't tell that.
Thank you. This were all the questions I have. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Appreciate it. Take care, ma'am.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Bye.
Bye.